Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis, as we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and now we really get into the sugyas of Kilay Behema. Again, the first time it's been 70 daf that we have been waiting for this, and the first 68 or so have been about, first we had Kilay Zeram, the first three prakim, and then we had Kilay Akarim, the next couple of prakim, and this parak we mentioned, the beginning of Kilay Akarim, the first Mishnah, back on daf Samach Zayin, compared and contrasted different types of Kilayim, and now we actually get into Kilay Behema. Says the the pasuk in Kiseitze is the source for Kilay Behema. Remember, there's two Isurim of Kilay Behema, cross breeding and cross working. We're going to focus on both of them throughout these dafim. But just to the as background, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the Isur of cross working animals. Shelo lacharosh b'sharu v'chamor yachdav. In mitzvah Tav Kuf Nun, mitzvah 550, is not to work, the pasuk says, an ox and a donkey together. V'hu adin l'chol shnei minei behema. Any two types of animals, that one is Tahora and one is Temeya, right? That is the Machlokas Rishonim. Does one have to be kosher and one not kosher? What if you have two different types of kosher animals? What if you have two different types of non-kosher animals? That's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, about whether two types of kosher or two types of non-kosher are all also Asur Daraisa, or only one kosher, one not kosher, the Rambam Shita, one has to be kosher and one has to be not kosher for the Isur Daraisa. And the Chinuch notes, V'lav Davka Harisha Levad, and of course not just plowing, Elohu Adin Kol Malacha Me'am Malachos, all malachos go disha, olim shoch agala, or to pull an agala. All malachos, even though it says don't plow with an ox and a donkey, is lav dafka ox and donkey, and lav dafka plowing. Both of those are just examples. What's the shorish of the mitzvah? So there are different suggestions given in the Rishonim. The Rambam himself, the Sefer HaChinuch, here quotes the Rambam, who says that the iser of the Isser of cross-working is kind of like what we would call a siyag daraisa, because if you cross-work animals, they might get comfortable and hang out with each other, and they might end up cross-mating with each other, and therefore, says the Rambam, they're connected. Derech ovde adama lahavi atzemed berefes achas v'shama yarkiv osam, so maybe it's connected to that. The Sefer HaChinuch himself says, no, I'll give you a different reason. Tsar balechayim. Right? If you have two oxen pulling a wagon, that's fine. They could like kind of go at the same speed. But if you have an ox and a horse or a mule, all different animals, so tsar balechayim, to have them working together. V'yadua sheyesh l'minei abehemos u'la'ofos da'aga gadola lishkonim she'en aminam. And not just working at the different speeds, but they're less comfortable with people who aren't like them. Right, with people, with beings, with not like them. Right, it's fascinating that Hashem put into the Bria the animals like their kind. You never see like leopards and tigers, and one leopard, one tiger, and one zebra like getting along with each other. Zebras are with zebras, and leopards are with leopards. Why is that? Because Hashem put it in that we're comfortable with life. That's instinctive, instinctive. So it's tsar balechayim. Remember, Rav Asher Weiss says that, right, this is one of the 11 sources that are quoted throughout Chazal in the Rishonim and the Achronim for Tzar Balei Chaim. The Gemara says, Tzar Balei Chaim Daraisa. What's the source? No source given in Chazal. So this is one of the many sources given for Tzar Balei Chaim. One of them is the Isser of cross working. We had others, the Pasuk that the Rambam quotes of Bilam says, the donkey says to Bilam, why are you hitting me? That's an amazing source. The Sam Sofer says, Varacham of Akal Ma'asav, right? Many different sources. And Rav Asher Weiss quotes that this is really, that there is no source. The source is Ratzon Hashem. The source is, this is obviously what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And therefore, we come up with all different Ramazim, but you don't even need a source. Right, but this is that the Sefer HaChinuch says, and fascinatingly, he connects it and expands it. He says, V'chol chacham lev mizeh yikach musar. Every wise man will take Musar from this. Shelo limno shnei anashim la'olam bidavar mikol advarim shi rechokim b'tivam umeshunim banagasam. If you're ever a project manager or you're a boss and you want to appoint two people to take care of a project, make sure they're not colliding with each other, right? Make sure that they get along with each other. Make sure, because he says, it's tsar balechayim for people too. So that's what he says. Amazing. Kamot tzadik v'rasha, v'anikla, v'anichbad. If the Torah is worried about animals, Kol shekein b'bnei adam asher lahem nefesh maskeles ladas yotzra. So that's a couple of ideas regarding kilai behema and kilai for the cross mating and cross working. So we'll come back to that, but let's a couple of ideas of background. So now let's get to the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, middle here of Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Behema im behema, v'chaya im chaya. Right? Domesticated and non-domesticated, right? You've got two different domesticated animals. Or chayos, non-domesticated. Behema im chaya, v'chaya im behema. Temeya im temeya, tahora im tahora. Temeya im tahora, tahora im temeya. All of them, asurin lachrosh v'limshoch ulahanhig. It's usur to plow with them, to pull with them, or to manhig, or to guide a wagon with them. Again, you don't get any raya from this Mishnah for the machlokas that I mentioned earlier, because this Mishnah could be even on a drabbanan level, right? Usur could be on a drabbanan level. So you don't really know. There is, though, an important machlokas Rishonim to be aware of. What if I put two animals together, but I don't do work with them? I just put them together on the wagon, but then they walk together. Do I have to do some type of malacha? It says here, v'limshoch. V'limshoch. So Rashi and Tosfos, Masechta Shabbos. Rashi and Tosfos, on Daf Nun Dalid, in Masechta Shabbos, both say it's only if they do an avoda. Only if they're doing an avoda is it going to be usur that's the cross working. But just to tie them up together is not going to be a problem. That's Nun Dalet Amin Aleph. The Rashi on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amin Aleph, he says, Upa'amim shein moshkin shum davar. Right? Maybe they're pulling something together. V'nimsa adam v'gamal manhigam yachad. I'll get to that. Even a person and a gamal. Tosfos also says there, right, that it's only if mashenosim shneim asachavalim, they're both carrying something. But some other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted in the Rush in Ilchas Kelayim, and others say no. If you just put them together, you just pull them together, right? Not pulling anything, not doing any work for you. That's a machlokes Rishonim. And the Rambam sheet is not clear regarding that issue. But this is the background of kilai behema. As we said, the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun Dalet in the Bavli says that it's la dafka shor and chamor, like our Mishnah says, just like in Hilchas Shabbos, the Torah mentions certain animals and it's expanded to other animals, so too when it comes to kilai. Good, continues the Mishnah here, ayin beis am an aleph on top. Hamanik, sofek esar abayim, vayoshi bakarum, sofek esar abayim. If someone is manik, somebody who leads the animals, they get malchus. Sofeg, literally, they absorb the 40. Vayoshi bakar and sofeg esar abayim, and those that are sitting in the wagon. Why? If you're sitting in the wagon, what are you doing? So the Gemara will say that it's possible that just sitting in the wagon causes the animal to feel the weight, and that causes the animal to move. And that's sofeg esar abayim. The Rambam, right, the Rambam, when he quotes this, clear that the Rambam understands that even if this is the same case, it's not two different cases. If I sit in the wagon, I get malchus, or if I lead. The same case, there are people sitting in the wagon, and there are people pulling the wagon. Right, in both cases, they both get malchus in that case. That's the Rambam in Kilayim, Tess, 9-9. Agalash ayimoshkin also kilayim. You have a wagon that there's a horse and an ox that are pulling it. Hayoshev ba'agala loket. V'yavavishlohinig. Right? Even if he doesn't lead it, he's just sitting in the wagon. Why? She yeshivaso goremes lebehema shetimshocha agala. His sitting in the wagon causes the animals to feel maybe the vibrations. And the physicists among us maybe could comment about that. But shetimshocha agala. V'chein. If one is leading and one is sitting, shneihem lokim, they both get malchus. V'afilu mea shehinhigu kilayim keechad kulon lokim. If you have 100 people lokim, they all get malchus. This is the Rambam. So you have to know kolatara kula to ask sometimes some questions. Rabbi Kiveger knew kolatara kula, right? So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Shabbos, if two people do a malacha that one person could have done on Shabbos, it's only an Issa Drabanan. It's not an Issa Daraisa. Right? Not going to be Chayv HaChatas. If two people carry a pencil outside together, that's called Shnayim Shasa'uhu, they're Pater. It's the Rambam's Shita, based on the Mishnah. Based on the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. That's called Shnayim Shasa'uhu. If two people can't do, if one person can't do the Malacha, I'm carrying a couch. I can't carry the whole couch outside, so I need two people. So two people carry a couch. Ze'eno yachol ve'ze'eno yachol, they're both chayef. But if they're both could do the malacha, right, they both carry out a pencil together, so then they're going to be potter. That's the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos in the first parak. In the first parak, if they both could do it, Hayakoach pe'echad lahotzi korazu lavado v'asheni eino yachol lahotzi finish tatvu v'chodi continues. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Rambam, is the Rambam just telling you you're chayev from a, you're potter from a carbon chatas if two people could have done it? Is it asur? Is it asur? Let's say two people. Is it asur daraisa at all, or is it not even asur daraisa at all? Right? So that's his question. He says, maybe it's only a putter from a chatas. Special din in karbanos. Shaim sasu are going to be putter from karbanos. But maybe they both violated nisa daraisa. How do I know that? Hilchos kilai behema. Because you see in Kalei Behemi, you could have three people do it. Two people could have done it. You didn't need the guy sitting in the wagon. The manhig could have done it himself, and he does the whole thing. And yet, what does Rambam say? They both get malchus. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it must be that maybe they're both, even by Shnayim Shesa'u, they're both doing an Issa Daraisa. It's a special din in Hilchos Karbanos. The Hilchos Karbanos, they're not going to be chayav a karban if two people aren't needed to do it. But for malchus, right, they'd be chayav. You could also be mechalik between Shabbos and Kilayim and Kilei Behema, but that is the important discussion of the Rambam. Okay. We continue. Again, these are some daffin we had a couple weeks ago here in Meseches Kelayim. We're like, what are we going to talk about today? When we have four lines all about the agricultural, how krumim work. And these are the types of daffin that, you know, we have to try to squeeze in what we can to the time that we have. Rebbe Meir Poter. Rebbe Meir, though, is Poter. Rebbe Meir argues, as we'll see in the Gemara, why he does not think that the guy sitting on the wagon is going to get... is going to get malchus. Last line, Vashlisa shikshur l'ritzuo seyen asura. If you have two oxen that are pulling the wagon, fine, and you have another horse there. Literally, the third wheel. Right? The horse is the third wheel. He's not needed. He's just hanging out. Connected, it's still usur. Look at the top ma'ara folda. Im shnei susim, it's the flip way. Im shnei susim holchim bekaron, two horses are pulling the wagon. V'kashar sham chamor etzlan, you tied the donkey. Afal pi avagav de below chamor hein manhigim, even though they don't need the chamor. Mikom akom asur, it's still asur. We'll see why in the Gemara, because every little bit of animal helps. But we'll see. Weiter, says the Gemara. Behema in behema v'chul, yachol. Now we're going from cross working to cross breeding. You might think that it's also usur d'oraisa to put animals in the same pen, and they might mate by themselves with each other. You might think that's also included in the usur d'oraisa. No. Tamalomar behemtcha lo sarbia. Only the actual act of mating the animals, taking the male and putting it with the female physically, that's the only yisur da'araisa of cross-mating animals. But you can put them in the same pen. What action did you do? Lo b'shehitil, when the male animal decides to be mazriya into the female, that's his decision. Well, if he died to humatil, he's doing it on his own, right? And therefore, says the Gemara, the Isser d'Oraisa of cross-mating is only when it's not probable, not when it's possible, only when the human being physically is involved in the actual act of mating between these species. But if not, then that is not Isser d'Oraisa. Good. Isi ben Akavya Omer. Arsol Osir, we don't paskin this way, Osir Lurkov Agabi Pirda Mikal Vachomer. Isi holds that you're not allowed to ride on Kilai Behema, right? A mule. we said earlier that Kilai Hakerem is Asur Bahana. You have to burn it. But Kilai Behema and Kilai Zram are not. Isi says it is. Isi says that you can't ride on a mule. Uma im bibigadim, it's a kavachomer. Uma im bibigadim shat mutar lobo ze alze. By clothing, you're allowed to wear one on top of the other. I could wear a woolen shirt and a linen sweater. There's no Issa d'Oraisa next to each other. And yet, at Asur, change the gersa, as Asur b'taru vasan, but their mixture is Asur. By clothing, if you could wear it next to each other, it's mutter. And it's still Asur together. Behema shat Asur lanik bal zvu zuamzu. So an animal which you're not allowed to have next to each other working, lo kol shekinat Asur l'kavalah. So surely you can't ride on it. That's his kavachomer. Again, a kavachomer could always, you could find problems with, but that's his kavachomer. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. V'haksiv v'yirkavu ish al pirdo v'yanusu. After the group that killed Amnon, remember Amnon was one of the sons of David, after he was Ma'anes Tamar, his sister, ultimately Amnon was killed, and afterwards it says that David's sons got onto their mules and rode away. So one second, David's sons would have done something wrong? The Gemara says, yeah, ain't made them in Amalfus. Sometimes, if you're the prince, the family of the king, you think you could take certain liberties. Look what the Mara Folda says. Shaholchim b'shrirus liban afilu shelo kadas. They don't always follow the exact halacha. David's children, right, weren't always perfect, right? And therefore, you can't learn from them. And even if this is an issa d'rabbanan, Reb Kiva Eger points out on Mishnayos, still, even if it was a very early issa d'rabbanan, and we assume the question was that maybe David HaMelech's children wouldn't have violated even that. Says the Gemara, okay, that's children of David. And what about David himself? You're going to think David HaMelech himself? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Veherkavtem es Shlomo b'ni, put Shlomo, my son, on Alapirda Asherli, on my mule. If he says on my mule, that means he's ridden it. So therefore, how are you going to answer that question? Answer, David's mule wasn't a regular mule. Bir yami sheishas yimei breishas haisa. This was a mule that was a very old mule. Right, this is a mule from one of the sheishes yimei breishas, one of the items that were created during the 6 days of creation. So therefore, it wasn't kelayim. It wasn't a kelayim. It was Hashem created one mule. One mule, and that's it. It wasn't made from a horse and a donkey. It was just one mule from Maisa breishas. I don't know if the Gemara does not say that it was Maisa breishas at Bein Hashmashos of Maisa breishas. By Maisa Bereishis, it was just one of the animals that were created, right, during Maisa Bereishis, and it just lasted a very long time because mules can't continue their species. Or maybe it means that because this was going to be a miraculous mule, maybe it was created at the end of Maisa Bereishis at Bein Hashmashos. We mentioned a long time ago, not recently, I don't know if we ever mentioned the Rambam in these Yerushalmi Shiurim, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. He mentions it also elsewhere, I think. But the Rambam, on that, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak that talks about the 10 items that were created Bein Hashmashos, the last few seconds of Maisa Bereishis. And a number of them are all the miracles that took place. The mouth of the ground that swallowed Korach, and the Be'er that gave water, and the Piaton, the donkey that spoke to Bilam, and the Mun, and the Shamir, all of these. The Rambam says there, these are all just examples. There's nothing specific about these. What do you mean they're examples? What do you mean they're examples? Says the Rambam, and this is the Rambam's worldview about miracles and nature. The Rambam says there's no such thing as what we call a miracle, a change of nature. That Hashem came in the middle of time and changed something. That would reflect an imperfection in creation. Says the Rambam, you know what a miracle is? It's nature that we're not used to. But everything was pre-programmed from Maisa Bereishis. And these examples are really saying to us, every miracle that takes place during the history of the world was already pre-programmed in Maisa Bereishis. As if Hashem says, you know, water is always supposed to flow downstream, but at this moment in history, it's supposed to split. Right? But it's pre-programmed. And this, animals usually don't talk. But this Aton is going to talk. So, usually mules don't live so long. So I'm not sure if this mule was in the last few moments, like the Bein Hashmashos, just as Maisa Bereishis. So I'm not sure. But that's the Rambam, if you want to look it up, in the fifth parak, Mishnah Hey. Hey, in the Rambam. He says, Shebetchilas asiyas advarim nitan betivam sheyeasa bayam komash nase. Bein shahaya oso adavar nase berov azman v'udavar tivi. That's the Rambam. Remember, we contrasted that Rambam in Hashkafa to the Ramban. Okay, that Rambam is basically saying there's no such thing as Nes. Everything's Teva. Just Teva that you're not used to. And the Ramban in Parshas Bo says basically the opposite. Right? That everything is Nes. And if you don't believe that everything is Nes, then you're a Kofer B'Moshe, a Toras Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban has very strong Lashon there at the end of Parshas Bo. Okay, let's continue. So this was a very special mule. So we continue. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Amar Hamanig Bikolo Kilayim Loke. We spoke a couple of days ago about Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa or Ein Bo Maisa. So now for the rest of the daf, we're going to talk about that idea. What if I do an Avera with my voice? If I do Kilayak Behema with my voice or other Averas. What if there are two animals, there's a cow and a horse that are hooked up to a wagon, and I use my voice to get them to pull? Says Rabbi Chama, Malkus. Malkus. Malkus doesn't mean just an Avera, it means Maisa. Vitani Kane, and there's even a Bryce that supports that. Hinhiga, if I led them from behind. Himshicha, Kara la basacharav, Nishaiba l'shalim kishoel. In a totally different context. If somebody is a shoel, if I'm borrowing an animal, when do I become chayiv ba'onsin? When I pull it or when I pull it with my voice. When I tell the animal to come and it moves, so then I am chayiv to pay if something happens, ki shoel, like a shoel. So again, you see there that the voice has significance. It has significance by kilai behema. It has significance for kinyanei she'ela. That actually is a machlokas. It's a machlokas in the Gemara in the Bavli in Bamatziyat Afsadites. Whether a shoel is chayiv in all of his own sin and kinyanim when he pulls it or when he uses it. Or when he uses it, when he starts being shoel. The Ritva has a beautiful lashon in Kiddushin, Adav Mem Zayin, where the Ritva discusses this machlokas, and he says it's possible, usually, what do you mean? When you pull something, it's yours. That's a kinyan. We know kinyan meshicha. Why would you say a shoel is different? Right? When our Gemara says, right, when you pull it. No, it could be because a shoel, his lashon is, you're not being kone it, you're being kone hishtamshus of it. And therefore, it could very well be that only being mishtamesh, when you use it, will make you a shoel. That's his lashon. He says, debishe'ela, lo mikni le guf hakli klal, el atashmish shebo. Ve'ein atashmish ahu, roi liknos b'mashicha. You can't pull usage. You could use a usage. You can't pull a usage. Kishem she'ein osios niknos b'mesira l'chuda. Interesting parallel. You can't be kone a star, something written in the star. She'ein mashicha kone el b'moshe guf hadavar hanikne. Only when I'm being kone the item, then mashicha works to be kone the item. But if I'm be kone something about the item, like a usage, then I have to use it. So that's the svara for maybe only through hishtamshus am I being kone. So that's, again, that's a important discussion. That's bikabo, the language of the Gugurian Kedushin, Mem Zayin, bikabo kno, lo bikabo, lo kinao. Okay, so that is, again, so just to note that this is a machlokas really. But the Gemara here has the parallel. Just like you could violate kilai behema with your voice, you could be kone she'ela with your voice. But Tani, one second. Shmuel says, ? If my animal is outside the tchum, and I call the animal, and it comes inside, I'm pater. What do you mean? If I would pull the animal, I'd be chayev. Because the animal is subject to my tchum too. So why does it say pater? So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference between the two. Tamon ledaita hi mahaleches. When my animal is outside the tchum, it's like running free, it's in the fields. So when I call it and it comes back, it's really choosing to come back. It's really acting on its own volition. Bramhacha al karcha hi mahaleches. But here, where the animal is, there's a mashil and a shoel. It's not out running free. It's between these two owners. It doesn't really have a choice. Right? The animal senses that it has to do this. And because of that, it's acting in somewhat fear, and therefore, their action is related to the person. Good. Says the Gemara, one second. What about this case? Vahatani, we learned in a brisa. Remember the halacha this price is about, if a master knocks out the tooth or an eye of an Eved Kenani, then the Eved goes free. So what if he didn't knock out the tooth or an eye, but he made the Eved blind or deaf with his mouth, meaning by voice? Tipach keneged eino, I banged the wall next to the Eved, visima, and from the shock, somehow he became blind. Keneged azno v'chersho, which maybe you could understand more, right? I made a big bang against the wall. I made a sound, and I made the Eved, Rechman al-Aslan, deaf, lo yasu l'cheres. But one second, we know if I physically did something and made them deaf or blind, I would have to set them free. So here, what do you see from here? That noise is not so significant. Right, this is Akasha. We said you're using, so you might have been machalic between, I don't know, banging and talking. You might, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, making noise is making noise. So, making noise for kilai, causing kilai behema is an aveira. And here we see, you don't have to set him free. Answer, Amar Blazer bar Yossi, Kumar Rab Yossi, Shan Yehishi, Yochol of Roach. No, in the case of the Eved, we assume, as the Pnei Moshe says on top, he could have somehow been more prepared for it. And he could have run further away. And because he didn't run further away, see the second line in the Pnei Moshe, Ukshalo barach, hu garam la'atzmo velo rabo. He has some of the responsibility on himself. Teda lachana, prove this to you, shehu kein, detani, tofasbo, because the Tosefta says, if I grabbed the Eved and I made the noise, hari zachayef. Then I'm going to be chayev, because obviously, because I grabbed him, he could have run away. Mashmi, if I didn't physically hold him, so then he bears some of the responsibility, and therefore the Adon won't have to set him free. Good. Again, there's a lot more here. There's a lot of Baba Kama stuff, but we'll continue. Hayoshi Bekar Mechulu, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. Whether somebody sitting in the wagon is chayev. Right? The Tanakhama said yes, Rabbi Meir said no. Why? What's the machlokas about? Rabbanan Amrin Mishkalhu. But I'd say, no, if there's a weight, the weight causes the animal to sense you, and that causes it to work. So that's what the Rabbanan, that there's weight there, and it causes the animal to go. Remeir omer eino mishkal. No, come on. The weight doesn't do anything. Weight doesn't do anything, and therefore, there's no effect. Right? We have other areas of halacha where we try to figure out whether the weight determines. Remember the Shabbos elevator discussion. About does the weight affect the speed or the senses? So here is about animals, right? Machlokas tanoim, whether the animal is senses the, or how much does the animal sense, and how is that enough to be considered part of moving, the cause of moving the animal? So what about the last case? You have two horses, and then you got the third wheel. You got the donkey tied on, so. We say that's usser. How do you know? That barishona lo hayu elishtayim. Originally, the minhag of the world was, you have two animals pulling every wagon. Dichsiv, as it says by Yosef. Paro, by Yarkev Osobe, Merkeves HaMishnah Asherlo. Paro put him in a chariot with two horses. Amad Paro, v'yasa shalosh. But later on in history, seems like later, that Paro, when they buy Kriyas Yamsuf, what does the Pasuk say? Dichsiv v'shalishim al kulo. That's a remez to the word shalosh. So we think, oh, the chariots had three. Why did Paro have chariots with three? It must be. He felt it was better, it was stronger. So you see, when there are three animals, it goes faster. Amda malchus harisha va'asos anarba. And even later on in history, the wicked malchus, which always means Rome, right, in Chazal, the wicked malchus, there are sources that they made four. They made four. So you see, the more animals connected to a chariot, the faster it goes, and therefore, in the Mishnah, when you have the third wheel, it also has an effect, and that's why you're chayiv. Period. We continue next Mishnah. Halacha Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Ein Koshrin. Ein Koshrin es asus lo bitstadi akaron velo la'achar akaron. I can't tie a horse, even if the horse is not even tied with the other animals. I can't tie the horse to the sides of the wagon or the back of the wagon. Velo es alivdikus l'gemalim. A livdikus is not a camel, even though it's similar to a camel. But if it's not the same, then you can't tie it to the camels. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda tells us as follows. You go by the mother. You go by the mother. What's called in the Bavli, and we'll get to this, Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, as follows. Kala Nola Dimin Asus. If you have two animals, that the mothers of this animal, these animals are both horses. Avali Shavi and Chamor. Even if one is from a chamor, and one is, meaning they're cross-breeded, mutar and zeh, as long as the mothers are the same. As long as the mothers are both horses, it's okay. V'cheinan oladim in a chamor, if the mothers are both donkeys. Aval bishavi and sus, even though one's the father's a horse and the other something else, mutar and zeh. Aval an oladim in a sus, if an oladim in a chamor, but if the mother of one is a horse and the mother of one is a donkey, asurim zeh zeh, right, what we say, ein choshishin lezera ha'av. The key by animals is the mother, and therefore, that's how Rabbi Yehuda says you determine kilai behemah in terms of crossbreeding them. Period. One more section. Ein kosher es asos lo b'tzadei karav lo lachar karo. Tanir Meir poter. Remeir says poter. Remeir says, no, that's okay. You could put the horse, you could tie the horse to the side. Mashma, if Remeir says poter, it sounds like the Tanakhama holds chayiv, that it's in this of daraisa. Right, if you look at the Ras Yerlio, he quotes the Lashon of Rabbi Meir Matir. Matir, so the next step up of Matir might be Asur. So the Mishnah might hold Asur, not Chayiv. If Remeir says Putter, the Tanakhama holds Chayiv. If Remeir says Mutter, the Tanakhama might hold Asur, only Drabanan. So depending on the gear, so we don't know what the Mishnah holds, Asur Daraisa or Asur Drabanan. I'm sorry, the Pnei Moshe has that gear, so. Hasam Rabbi Meir Matir. See the beginning of the Pnei Moshe, Matir. So it's two different girsos, but those girsos would be have an important ramification for the Mishnah. In the last line, Imhaya Messayo, but if that third wheel is really helping, Bain Mamawa, Bain Biyarida, Hakomodem Shuasir. Even Rabbi Meir would agree as Usir if the third animal is really helping in a certain way. And therefore, one has to be careful regarding that. Maybe we'll finish with the my story that I like to quote about Rav Nosson Adler. Remember, Rav Nosson Adler was riding once, and it was snowing, and he was with his Talmud Chassam Sofer, and all of a sudden one of the horses broke his leg, and the wagon driver goes in the snow and the freezing to the nearest city, and he comes back with an ox, and he's busy tying his ox next to the horse, and all of a sudden the star of Nosson Adler gets out of the wagon and starts dancing and singing. And his Talmud Chassam Sofer thinks that his brain froze over. He says, what's going on here? Why is he dancing and singing in the snow? And he says to him, what happened? He says, you don't understand. I'm an urban rabbi. I've never had the chance to fulfill the mitzvah of Kilai Behema, of not putting two different animals on my wagon. I'm going to go tell this driver now. I'm not interested. I'm going to pay the money. Go back to the city to get a horse. He said, I shouldn't celebrate that I have a chance to do this wonderful mitzvah. So one time during these dafim, I had to say that story. So here it is, and Hashem will continue next time as we are in the eighth parak here in Maseches Kilayim.